Proclamation number 8384 of 18th of January, 1963. Knowledge of the purpose of life on Earth. Only truthful spiritual knowledge will enable you to recognize the meaning and purpose of your earthly life, and my concern will always be to provide you with this truthful knowledge so that you will not leave earthly life without results because you are completely unaware when you start your existence as a human being. And therefore I say time and again that a small light has to be kindled in you which provides you with information about yourselves and your relationship with me. And this small light can be intensified by your free will at any time so that it will become bright in you and you will no longer be burdened by any spiritual darkness, but your knowledge will constantly increase and you will also safely reach your goal on Earth, the complete transformation of your nature into love, into your original state in which you are blessed. The fact that I give you this light is an undeserved grace, because you once consciously rejected it and therefore became apostates to me. It was arrogance that moved you to this apostasy from me. You felt like my first created spirit Lucifer, standing in fullest strength, and believed that you could outdo me. You believed that you could overrule me myself, and therefore you voluntarily detached yourselves from me, always under the influence of that first created spirit which believed itself so strong that it thought it could dethrone me. But he stood in the brightest light. He knew that he had emerged from me as a being. He knew that he received strength from me, that I myself was the source, and yet he detached himself from me despite better realization, for the unlimited strength flowing to him from me made him arrogant. It confused his thinking, because he begrudged it to me, thus a sinful, wrong will, which was the cause of his fall, already caused him spiritual darkness, so that he believed he could detach himself from me and yet remain in possession of the abundance of strength. Yet detachment from me also always meant diminished strength of love, for my strength of love lost its effectiveness due to his resistance. And the darkness around him became more and more dense. And the beings which his will had created using my strength also fell into the same state. They were not forced by him to follow him, and they were also able to recognize themselves as creatures which had emerged from my strength. And therefore their guilt was immense and could not be atoned for by the beings themselves. Despite the eternally long process of return through the creations of Earth, through the material world, they remain burdened by this guilt and would never have been able to enter the kingdom of light if I myself had not redeemed them from sin and death by giving my life on the cross in the human being Jesus in order to atone for this heavy guilt. Yet only a human being who is capable of suffering and willing to suffer, who mustered such a measure of love for his fallen brothers that he took all conceivable suffering upon himself and thus redeemed the guilt through his death on the cross. In this man Jesus I myself descended to earth and cleared the way for people to come to me again. I led them out of darkness up to the light. My great love, which is and will be valid for all beings for all eternity, has accomplished a work of mercy. It has once again offered sinful humanity a gift of grace, which it only needs to accept and make use of. For Jesus Christ's act of salvation has to be acknowledged and accepted of his own free will. The human being himself is to take the path to the cross in earthly life and carry the burden of sin to him. He is to appeal to Jesus that he may also have shed his blood for him and thus acknowledge me myself and him again. Just as he once voluntarily rejected me and fell away from me, so he must voluntarily return to me again, otherwise he will remain in darkness and wretchedness forever until his wrong will has changed. And this knowledge has to be conveyed to you in all truth. And then you will certainly take the path back to me. you will make the right decision of will in earthly life as a human being and be able to be accepted into the kingdom of light and bliss, because then your past guilt of sin will have been redeemed for you through Jesus Christ, in whom I embodied myself in order to redeem humanity. Amen.